sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's hope? You kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the grand.
Thank you, Mila. It's nice to have Mila back. She's been on a little bit of a break from our music team, and so we're excited to have her back, and hopefully she'll be back soon with our group. Jim, that's an A-plus professor there. You got an A-plus for doing that. Good job. Good. That was sweet. Very sweet. Good job. Good job. What a good day. It's always good to gather together. And we're so glad you're here. Again, don't forget, if you're visiting, fill out one of those blue cards and let us know you were here today, and we will not bug you. We won't try to sell you anything, nothing, I promise. Just let us know that you were here, okay? A couple things to tell you about Christmas. Christmas is a big deal around here for us. I want to thank the people who did this. We are low budget, no budget kind of a church here, as Jim said. We do so much with so little, and that group of people that does this, they were here a lot. And yesterday I sent out a text, and I said, I mentioned most of the people. I forgot Dave and Sandy, so I want to make sure that they are added to that list too. There's several people, but Connie and Randy are the catalysts behind that, and so we thank all them. Thank everybody who helped. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Just enhances what's going on here today, so thank you. Today at 2:30, an opportunity for you to show your kids and to show our kids, even if you don't have kids, to come and go caroling with us. We're going caroling at Cedar, I think it's Cedar, it just escaped me, Cedar. Anyway, we're going to a nursing home, And we're going to be caroling for about 30 minutes. Even if you can't sing, just come and stand and smile. People will enjoy it. 2:30 today. Kids, adults, teens, we don't care. Just come. I think we're going to bring the bus and a couple cars. So just come share. We'll be there about 30 minutes, walking up and down the hall, saying hello, shaking hands, that kind of thing. So please think that and consider that as we go forward. A quick update on Janie, if Steffi, those of you who know Janie, she has terminal cancer, and she is in hospice. If you know Janie and you want to see her, it would be a good time to do that. She is not cognizant, but she, I think it would be good for Doc and you to be there, and so it was very quick, it was very fast, and so we're all kind of reeling from that. So please, please, please pray for Doc. And if you would like a way to how to help Doc, see me after the service today. How's that? Okay. Some other things I'll tell you later. But let's pray and get right into our lesson today. God, it is good to gather together. I thank you for Mila just knocking it out of the park today and reminding us about who you are when you came here and what that means to us. And we not only know that Mary, we wonder whether Mary knows, but we wonder whether some of us know that who you are. And we come today to make you more known. We come today to share the light of Christmas with those around us. God, don't let us just make this another season. Let us not treat it like something we got to get through, but God, help us to shine your light brightly. We love you and praise your name. Amen. There's some sheets back there if you would like to do some Bible reading. They're right on the back tables back there. If you would like to have a Bible reading from now till Christmas, it's a great way to take your family together and kind of just enhance, not only enhance, but to improve the way that you view this season. We're in a series called Songs of Christmas, and last week we did O Holy Night, and it was, I think it was a good start, and today we're going to do Come All Ye Faithful, O Come All Ye Faithful, and I want to start off by the saying that me personally, I love Christmas. I know some of you don't. I know some of you have different opinions about it. There's certain parts of it you like, certain parts of it you don't. I understand that. But I want to say to you this today, to me, it all points to Jesus. And that's what I try to keep in my mind, that even though it's been made commercial and there's a lot of commercialism with it, it is still one of the best times of the world to tell the world and remind them that that God sent his son to this earth to be the savior of this world. And so today, as we look at the song, O Come All Ye Faithful, it was originally written in Latin, and it was given the title Adestus Fidelis. It was written by John Francis Wade, and he was an 18th century hymnist. He was not a scoundrel like our fellow last week. It was translated in English in 1841 by a guy named Frederick Oakley, and that's where we get the O Come All Ye Faithful, from Oakley. It's a carol that has stood the test of time, and it is a sacred hymn that a lot of people you hear more, probably less and less, but it's still a hymn that you understand. It's a very important piece, and it helps us remind what our task is in this time of year. I want to read this song to you. I'm not going to play it because my week has been crazy, and I probably would have played Viva Las Vegas or something, so I'm not going to do that. So I just want to read you this is safe. I know what I put up there. I told Mindy this is what we're going to do. So here it is. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels. Sing in exultation. Sing, all you citizens of heaven above, glory to God, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And so that's the backdrop of the song that we're going to look at today, the songs of Christmas, as we take our Christmas series and try to move it forward and try to glean some things that God would have for us this Christmas and really for our whole life. The reason that we look at that song, and there's three parts that I want to take out of it. There's three words. The word faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Faithful, joyful, and triumphant. And the reason is because, especially during Christmas, we can feel anything but faithful, anything but joyful, and anything but triumphant. Seems like sometimes for some of us, Christmas, we get more heavy burdens around us. And we take on a greater degree of problems. And we stress about the things to buy, and we stress about the money we're spending. We stress about the parties that we need to go to. We stress about the relationships that we're going to get into when we go there and how we're going to get along with the people or not get along with the people. And everything becomes something that it's not supposed to be. And this song reminds us that we're supposed to be faithful. Come, you faithful. Come, you joyful. And come, you triumphant. And it's a little hard not to get a little scroogey this time of Christmas. It's a little hard not to just pull in and say, I'm not going to go carol. I'm not going to go give anything. I'm not going to do this. And it's easy to do that. It's easy to say, I'm just going to pull in. I'm just going to get through this. And God willing, just get into January and figure out what's going to come next. Many of you know that God has called you to do something. But once you get to that something, it becomes more difficult than you first thought. And you find yourself becoming a little doubtful, like, is this really what we're supposed to do? Like some of you are in a marriage right now that you've been in for a long time, and you're looking at this, is this where we are? You know, where we fight with each other and where we bicker and where we just seem to kind of be a little loveless and there's not much going on. And we were in a place where one time we hoped for kids and we dreamed for kids and we got kids, and now our kids are stressing us out, and they're not seem to be where they're supposed to be, and it just gets you in a place where you're thinking, God, is this really all there is? And it's maybe for you today, it's a time where when we think about Christmas, and a lot of the world has made it about shopping, and like it or not, it's about shopping, and it's not right. That's not what it's about, and it's not about family, as every Hallmark stinking movie in the world puts it. It's about family. Well, it's not about family. It's about Jesus, of course. But it's very, very easy to get caught up in the shopping thing. If you go shopping, I don't venture in the store too much except to go to the grocery store. And when you go to the store this time of year, it's a little hectic. It's a little weird. And for those of you that don't venture into the store, it's hectic because you don't get all the stuff you're supposed to get. Your packages end up on somebody's doorstep, and then Franklin City Chat says, hey, who's got my package? It's over here. It's over there. And it's like even shopping is getting hijacked there because the other day we ordered something off Amazon, and Brenda and I got prenatal vitamins, and I'm going, Brenda, are you trying to tell me something here, you know? And it wasn't ours. So it's a little weird. It is a little weird. So as I begin to look at this song, I begin to ask the question, who is it that Jesus calls? Who is it Jesus calls? And I believe he calls two kinds of people this morning. He calls people who are weary and people who are burdened, I think it says. And he says, come to me, all you are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's one person that he calls. And I think this morning there's some people here who are weary and burdened. Would that call you today? So he's saying, oh, come, all you faithful. Come if you're weary. Come if you need rest. And the second kind of person that he calls is he calls sinners. Well, nobody has to put their hand up, but that's all of us. On hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus came to come to call the faithful, but he came to call those who are weary and burdened and those who are sinners. That's the people that he wants to come to him this morning and every day. On hearing this, Jesus said, it's a doctor. The healthy don't need a doctor. I came for those who are sick. And that's your lot in life, is to look for the sick, to look for the hurting, to look for the weary, because you already know Jesus. Most of you already have a relationship with Jesus. Your call, even though you are weary and burdened, even though you are a sinner, your call is now to turn around and hold out the light of Christmas, the light of what Christmas means, not just at Christmas, but year-round. He calls us to hold out those things for everyone around us. And here's the thing, he doesn't just leave us as he finds us. When he finds us, we all have this debauchery in us. We all have this horribleness to us. We all have this side in us that is not good. But he doesn't want to leave us that way. That's what I put there. But he doesn't leave you there in that spot. He wants to bring you forward. So he's calling again today, come, you who are faithful, come. And so as we think about this, it's important to understand that when you realize that Jesus, when he calls you, he's not just calling you, he's calling everybody. The people you don't like, the people you do like, he's calling all those. And so it's important to see this morning that I'm going to use those three words as everything I want to talk about, mimicking Jim now this morning. He talked about five. I'm going to talk about three. And so the first one is faith. He calls us to be more faithful. Hebrews 12:2 says this, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And then it says, well, how do we get faith? Well, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And so at this, not just this season, but every day he calls us to be a little bit more like his son, Jesus. Every day he's calling. And you have to decide whether to pick it up and answer it and say, I'm going to take my faith and I'm going to live it out. I'm going to be kind to somebody who's not very kind to me. I'm going to be loving to those who are hard to love. I'm going to give a portion of who I am and my time and my treasure to those who don't necessarily, who look like they need it, but maybe they don't need it. But that's not my job. That's not my job. My job is to give and to let God decide where it goes. Our faith comes from the one who authors it. Just like love, God is the one who made faith. He had faith and he instills that faith, gives that faith to us to do what faith is called to do, which is this, to look for things that are not absolutely there. You could go talk to Doc this morning up there and say, you know, how's your faith doing? Well, his faith is in a hard spot, because his wife is in a position that he never thought she would be. And his faith this morning is, it's like, whoa, not what I see, not what I feel, but who it's based on. And our faith has to be based on God, not on our circumstances, not on the things that are going around us, because the things going around us, I don't know anybody that is not jacked right now. I don't know anybody that doesn't have something going on in their life that is hard, that is wrecking them. They're getting ready to go to surgery. They're coming out of surgery. They're doing this. They're wondering about their life and their livelihood, and on and on and on, and it goes. And if you base your faith based on what you see, your faith is not much of a faith. It has to be based on who God is. Faith comes by hearing, that's for sure. But also comes by trusting and testing him and allowing him to take you through horrible hard times and wonderful high times. That's his lot. 43:2 says this, Isaiah 43:2-3. When you pass through the waters, And that's not just water, okay? It's there's waves. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. If you want to hang on to a verse this Christmas season, if you want to hang on to a verse any day in your life, hang on to that verse. Because I understand some of you this morning are feeling the singe of the flame. I know that some of you have children that have things going on and you're going, what? I know that some of you here have people in your lives that are struggling just incredibly. I want you to know this morning that God is calling you to be faithful in spite of all that. In the midst of the pain and the hurt, I'm not going to set you ablaze. You're not going to be set ablaze. You're not going to be swept down the river like they were in North Carolina, like they were in Florida. You're not going to be swept out down the river. I will be with you. Jesus wants us and is calling us to be more faithful. Jesus, number two, Jesus is calling us to be more joyful. To be more joyful. Galatians 5:22 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. Joy is the fruit of the right relationship with God, a right relation with God. It is not something people can create by your own efforts. I want you to understand that. I'm not asking you to be a fake happy. You ever tried to be fake happy? Yeah, doesn't last very long, does it? Gets ripped right off your face really quick. Today I'm going to be happy. About 3 seconds in your day, it's happy goes out the door. God calls us to be joyful, and it's not something we do. It's what we do with God. When we are spending time with God, like Jim was talking about, when we spend time in prayer, like Jim was talking about, those are the things that keep us moored to the joy that he has, the joy that comes from him. Jesus is the one who helps us become more joyful. It's kind of like taking, for example, if you're an apple, if you have an apple and it comes from an apple tree doesn't have to try to produce apples. It just produces apples. And it's because it's with the program. It's with the tree. It's in the ground. It's rooted in the ground. And that's the way God calls us about joy. He wants us to be rooted in him. When we're rooted in him, it no matter what is going on around us, our joy comes from a right relationship with God. It doesn't come from the right relationship with others. You are constantly ablaze with others in your life. You are constantly at odds with other people in your life, even the people you love the most sometimes. And so God is calling us today to understand that our joy doesn't come from things. This is a good example. I want to give you this. It has nothing. I wasn't even going to do this, but it just came to my mind. I love beef jerky. I do. You're thinking, really? Yeah. A couple weeks ago, my brother gave me from his camp about 20 boxes of the best beef jerky you've ever seen. And it was stuff that was getting ready to expire. I took it over to the hub. But I brought home a half a box. And every day I ate that jerky. I ate the teriyaki stuff. I ate the long sticks. The things that are $10, $12. I know some of it's not good. Don't go me on that. But I ate so much that you know what? Right now I can't stand jerky. Don't even try to give it to me. Usually for Christmas I get jerky. Don't do it. All right. I say that to say this, too much of anything is not good. And so some of you found that out, and some of you are like, I'd like to find that out with money, but yeah, that's okay, but it's still not good. Too much money is not good. nothing, because it goes to the song that Abby was singing a little bit ago. He's our portion. We have to rely on him. If we don't rely on him, we rely on ourselves. And if we're relying on ourselves, we're not in the right relationship with God. God calls us to be in communion with him, to where he's the boss of our life, not me, but he. That's what's so important. And so happiness, I think I put this on the next one. Yep, here we go. Nope, I didn't. Oh, there it is. Happiness depends on, thank you, Mindy. Happiness depends on happenings, but joy depends on Jesus. Joy depends on Jesus. It doesn't happen on the things that are going around us. Doesn't happen at all. Jesus calls us to be more joyful. And so today, we're not only called to be more faithful, he calls us to be more joyful. In Luke chapter 2, the scriptures where the angels have come down in the Christmas story, and they've come down and they're proclaiming to the shepherds who are out watching their flocks by night. The Christmas story picks up in Luke chapter 2, and the Bible says this, "But the angel said to the Lord, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people, because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.'" Such sweet, sweet words that were born that we take so much for granted. Great joy for who? For all people. Why? Because today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. You don't have to go through life without a Savior. And to you, a Savior has been born. When that Savior does what? Causes great joy. The Savior causes great joy. Not you cause great joy. The Savior causes great joy. And Jesus can help us become more faithful and more joyful than ever. That is our lot, is to let Jesus bring joy into our life. Lastly, about done. Jesus, help us to be more triumphant. Now you can go to the next one. To feel more triumphant, sometimes we have to have other people in our life. Someone who can kind of have feet. We say things like, you know, God will be with you. But there's always a time where we need those feet of a real person in the room. Not always, but sometimes. And that has to be us. And that's what helps people be triumphant, is you with feet on the ground in people's lives that are going through wrecks, and people who are going through hard times, being there for them, being there with them as they go through the hard times. But sometimes to feel triumphant, we don't always feel triumphant. In fact, we don't feel like we're winning. If I was to ask some of you, are you winning in your life? Are you victorious? Because that's what he said. I came to give you a full life in John 10. I came to give you a full life. Do you have a full life? Or is it full of crap? Is it full of stuff you don't need? Is it full of stuff that's not supposed to be there in place of Jesus? And so I say to you today, in the kindest, loving, gentlest way I can, I say to you this: God is calling you to look at your life today and saying, what do I have in place of Jesus that's keeping me from feeling that victory, from feeling like I'm winning, from feeling like I'm triumphant? That's an old-fashioned word we don't use very much anymore. But the same, you understand when I say it's winning. There's many times we forget who has our back. I say that to you again. We forget who has our back. And it's Jesus. He has your back. Who else do you need? There was a prophecy written about Jesus hundreds of years before his birth. And these prophecies are things that, as I went through school and I went through college and I learned these things, it made me more endeared to Jesus than ever, because I knew that if these things were being said about this Savior hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before he was even here, I knew he was real. Even though I didn't feel it sometimes, even though he didn't seem real sometimes, I knew he was real. Look at this passage in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. And then I want to read you some, pick out some words here, and we're going to close. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Anybody need a wonderful counselor today? He will be called a Mighty God. Anybody need a Mighty God? He's an Everlasting Father. Anybody need an Everlasting Father? A Prince of Peace, of the greatest of his government, and peace there will be to no end. Be no end. There's not going to be here. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing him and holding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. See, that's who leads us to be more triumphant is Jesus, and his names are the most powerful thing that there are. As the song says, he was born the King of Angels, and we should come to adore him, not today, but every day. Oh, come, let us adore him every day of our life, because if you don't adore him, you know what you will do? You will treat him common, and when you treat him common, you miss what he's called you to do. We love him not because of what we are, but because of who he is. Look at these names. They're all found through Isaiah, and then it goes through several times, time and time again. These people said this about this coming king. He was going to be the King of Kings. Even as that infant babe rests in the manger, he is King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nothing comes into being without him speaking it into existence. The chosen one to save us from sin. The author and perfecter of our faith. The Prince of Peace. The bread of life. The light of the world. The Savior and the lifter of our head. Born the King of Angels. We come to adore him, for he is Christ the Lord. Does your life line up like he is Christ, your Lord? Does your life line up like he is Christ, your Lord? Let's pray as the band comes. Father, today we want to come and we want to be able to, like this song, say that we want to be joyful, we want to be faithful, and we want to be triumphant. And ultimately, we want to come and we want to adore you every day. We want to get down on our knees and we want to say, Father, today, not me, but you. Not me, but you. And so, Father, I pray today that you will draw us closer, that you will lead us to be more like your Son, Jesus. And then when you lead us, that we'll be open. We don't have to be drug kicking and screaming, but we are willingly participants in that thing we call, that thing we call just a faith that even though we don't see it, we believe it. Even though it doesn't feel like it, we believe it. And God, so today, I just pray for our church. I pray for the church worldwide that we would, all the faithful would begin to come, that we would learn to spend our days with you so we can be more joyful and that we can overcome and be winning and be triumphant. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the example of these songs. Even though these songs aren't scripture, God, they lead us and they point us to those scriptures that these songs are about. Forgive us. Break our hearts for the things that break yours, God. There are so many people that are suffering this time of year. There are so many people that suffer every day, we know. And we can only do so much. But what we can do is about something that comes into our path. The people that you allow to be in our sphere, Father, I pray that you'll help us to be people of action. We love you. I pray your son's Jesus' name. Amen. During our ministry time, right where you're at, please feel free to talk to the Lord. Spend a minute with him, meditating on what God wants to do in your life. And then commit this day before you walk out those doors in just a moment. Recommit to him. Faithful, joyful, and triumphant. There's that thing in my throat. So anyway, sorry. It has been a privilege to be here with you today. I want to share a couple quick things about next week real quickly. And then I know Abby's going to tell you, but I want you to hear it from me. The next week, today, be sure and come, Carolyn, if you can. Next week is our angel tree. Be sure and get that in. She'll tell you again. And then before service, 9 o'clock to 10:15, We're having Amy's, she came to our fall festival and it was Amy's Ice Paradise, but she has hot chocolate, really fancy hot chocolate and espresso. So from 9 to 10:15, our donuts and coffee will still be here. So come, there's free stuff, but if you'd like to get some fancy stuff for Christmas, come do that. Wear your crazy sweater. I ordered a new one. I got rid of my cow. I have a cow and I got rid of that. And we're going to have three prizes for that. I'll shut up. Here's Abby.
Good morning, Impact Christian Church. My name is Abby Lucas, and I just have a few announcements about what is going on here at ICC. Today at 2:30, we're going to be taking a group of adults and kids over to Cedar Creek Nursing Home here in Franklin to do some Christmas caroling for the residents. So if you'd like to join us, please be here at the church by 2:30, and we're going to leave at 3 o'clock. Tonight is the youth group Christmas party from 4:30 to 7:30, and also don't forget to bring a white elephant gift. If you're in the 55 and plus group on December 13th from 5:30 to 9, you're going to be going to the Columbus Country Christmas lighting. Please make sure you bring $5 and any money for dinner while you're there. December 15th is the last Sunday we are asking any kids to be a part of our cool new video. So if you'd like your child to be a part of the video, please have them come by December 15th. Amy's Frozen Treats and Food Truck will be here next Sunday between 9:30 and 10:15. So if you'd like to get a hot drink before service, please come next week. Also next Sunday, December 15th, is going to be our annual Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest. So please make sure you wear something ugly to church next week. Today is the last day to get your money turned in for any of the ICC church shirts that you ordered. If you do not have your money in, we cannot place your order. So please make sure if you ordered a shirt, you get your money to me or Tiffany by the end of service today. If you're a guest, we first want to say welcome to Impact Christian Church. And if you could, please fill out a blue connection card and put it in the clear box in the back. Well, ICC, that is all the news I have for you. I hope you have a blessed and awesome week, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Oh, come.